Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're with me because we got Adam Boyden back on the show. Adam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president of Conduit, which is an award-winning technology company, online technology company. And Adam's here with some news that you and I can use. Adam Boyden, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks a lot, Jim, for having me. It's great to be on.
Good to have you back. Congratulations. You guys have hit a milestone recently, haven't you?
We have, yes, thank you. We've just announced that we've reached a quarter of a million different app publishers and more than 170 million
wow.
active end users.
Now, when you say app publishers, tell us what you mean by that.
So this is principally small businesses who are taking advantage of our technology to build a small browser app, which basically is a button which has functionality that a user can access in the browser. So it's similar in the concept to what people are doing on the iPhone with apps or on Android devices.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is the need by the consumers these days to increasingly have control over how they access content from their favorite publishers.
So what you're doing is you're giving businesses the ability to create their own apps for their websites.
Exactly.
Which is, as you say, which is similar to creating an app for cell phones. And so tell us, give us an example of how a business would use something like that.
Sure. So the key thing is to always remember what is it you're trying to achieve as a small business. So if I use an example of someone like Souvenir Realty, which is a realtor in Missouri, what he's done is really very clever. He's created a mashup of Google Maps with his properties that he's currently selling. And the app basically gives instant access to the properties he's selling on a Google Map, which opens on top of the browser.
So now, do you give him the ability, do you give him the behind the firewall console capability of aggregating those resources,
or
does he have to hire somebody to do that?
So in this case, he did that himself. Doing a Google Map mashup is really not that advanced.
Right.
What we're doing is we're giving him the ability to run this from the Chrome of the browser, the top of the browser, so that it's always available to his consumers.
So you create the customer interface with his information.
Exactly. And then what we also are doing, of course, is that he can then put this app, his realtor search app, into our marketplace so that any of our more than 170 million consumers can look for it and access it and add it. And also other publishers in the Conduit Network, they can also...
So if somebody were looking for, if somebody were moving to Missouri,
yep.
and they wanted to look for homes in Missouri, they would find his application.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm with you now. So folks, think about this. You're trying to make sure that your customers have a reason to come to your website. You want them to be attracted to your website, right? And so you create a tool that aggregates information that will be helpful to them. It might be industry information, right, Adam? It might be something about your business, about the regional marketplace, like the realtor, for example, or it might be about their relationship with you, like where's my order? What do you think?
Absolutely. The key thing is that you're trying to get the consumer to interact with you as frequently as possible. And if it's just visit my website, that's not enough. But if you can come up with things like you're talking about of where's my order app,
mm-hmm.
or what's the latest industry information app, or find myself a property in Missouri app, This is going to lead to the consumer going back much more frequently to the small business website, which in the end is what everyone is trying to achieve.
And what I like about it is it's a way of making something available in plain English, right? Like what you said, where'smyorder.com,
where,
whatever, because technology folks have a tendency to not do that. They have a tendency to write instructions in a way that only they understand, that the regular humans don't understand.
Exactly.
And go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to give another example. The a creative design agency that goes around building small businesses' websites, they've created a really clever app as well, which is a domain name search app. So businesses or individuals, they can use this to find out if a new URL, a website name, is available. And if it is, it then leads into Clifton's website, where they hopefully then go and get them to buy the additional web design service.
Well, okay, but so all right, I'm going to push back on you a little bit. I know that if I go to netsol.com, I don't have to remember anything else.
Yep.
netsol.com, I can do the same thing.
Absolutely.
So why would I use his button instead of going to netsol.com?
Well, because lots of people don't remember netsol.com.
Ah.
And just as there are lots of businesses competing, this is just yet another way where Clifton is basically getting their name out and adding some value to
and
their
so,
potential
but, customers. But is it on their website? What you're saying is once they create the application, it becomes an indexed resource that's available to fly free in the cloud.
Exactly, and it's available.
So that's what's the big deal about this is it's not just that you've created an interface for customers that I can put on my website, but it actually becomes a living being out there in the ether.
Exactly, and certainly not only is it available and is found in the Google search rankings, but more importantly, it's available within Conduit's open marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
So that any of our closing on 200 million users can find it and actually add it themselves.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break in a few seconds. Before we do, though, Adam, why don't you give us the website?
So all you need to do is go to www.conduit.com. That's C-O-N-D-U-I-T.
What is the charge for your services?
It's free.
Everything is free?
Absolutely.
We like free around here, don't we, folks? So check that out, folks. Conduit, like you just spell like you think it would be spelled, conduit.com. Adam Boyden and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about this. What does this mean to you? I like the idea of these applications having sort of their own life out there available for people to click on. Stay with us. 20 afters. Be right back.
Has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. That's Ben E. King bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, going there, using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you, some stuff that you won't find anywhere else in the world. We do something that nobody else does on the planet Earth, probably not even in the galaxy. So check it out there, the knowledge base, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, the newsletter, the blog, all that's there. Don't forget our poll question, too, by the way, which this week is about vacations. Are you taking a vacation? Are you afraid to take a vacation? Can you? Can you afford it? We got those kinds of answers to let you check it out when you get a chance there on the homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Adam Boyden is our guest, and we're talking about a unique way of aggregating content, but also aggregating customers, right, Adam?
Absolutely.
Adam is the president of Conduit. That's conduit.com. And Adam, take a moment to tell us about Conduit.
So Conduit is a business which runs a platform. So we help publishers, particularly small businesses, build pieces of software which they can then offer their consumers. And apps are the big thing that we do. These are basically small pieces of collected information functionality which runs from the browser itself. So it's not a web page. It's persistently inside the browser so that they can communicate with the consumer.
So what basically what you guys do is help companies like me and my audience post information that whatever we think our customers will want to listen to have, and I have an example in a minute, and put that in the browser, the sitting perhaps right beside the Google search bar.
Absolutely.
All right, so for example, let's say that I've got a diner, and I've got all these people in the neighborhood that want to that want to know what my menu is today.
Yep.
I can create an app, an application that every day when I determine what the new menu is going to be, I put that up, and if my customers put this little tag on their browser, they can show up in the morning, click on that, and see what we're going to have for lunch.
Exactly.
By a click of a button.
And exactly, and you can use it to push coupons or discounts,
right,
or let people book a table, all sorts of different
things. So if you're worried about Tuesday lunch, then you can say, hey folks, we got meatloaf today, and if you show up, the drink's on us.
Exactly.
Or something like that.
Yep.
And even though I know you're going to push it out to millions of people around the world, and this little diner's in, you know, Sheboygan, Wisconsin, but regardless, there's only about 400 people that I care about getting this up on their browser, right? Because that's all I can serve.
Exactly.
And so it could be that micro or it could be macro.
Exactly.
If I freeze dried my meatloaf and shipped it all over the world, for example, right?
Exactly. So that's where Conduit can come in as well to help with the distribution of the app. In that we have various communication and channels to mm-hmm. help distribute your app to not only end users who are searching for that diner in Wisconsin, but mm-hmm. also publishers who are looking to add a better bunch of functionality to their own users.
And I have control over what the button's going to say.
Exactly.
But of course, there's a form issue here, right? Because it can't be too big, or it won't fit.
So we have some standard rules over the size of the button itself in the browser so that there's a uniform look and feel, just like in the, say, the iPhone app world.
Right.
But you have full control over what happens once the button opens.
Mm-hmm.
So the key thing is that the button is dynamic in that if you have, for example, that new menu that's up, you can make the button have change color or shape, so that the consumer can see that something new has happened at the diner.
Right. Now, I'm thinking of all the ways that I'm only mentioning these other examples just to give people an idea about this universe we're talking about. Another way to get my menu out, for use an example, would be to put it up on Twitter and for people to have an RSS feed from Twitter, right?
Yes.
That would be an alternative way to find out about my menu.
Absolutely.
And or I might have a Google app, a Google gadget, I should say.
Yes.
So you're that's sort of a competitor of yours in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The big difference between those options or solutions and what we do is that ours sits constantly in the browser.
Right.
So once the consumer has grabbed your app, it's mm-hmm. there forever.
And you've got a little more control over it, and you can be a little more dynamic with the information you push out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it's all free. That's the key.
Yes.
Right. So, tell the audience now. You've got a quarter million apps up there.
So we've got a quarter of a million different publishers who are using our platform, and we're currently reaching more than 170 million active consumers
around the world.
Around the world.
Very good. Conduit.com, right?
That's right.
Adam Boyden, B-O-Y-D-E-N, is the president. And Adam, thanks for a good report today.
Thank you very much.
Good information. Jeff. Let's get you back again real soon. Keep us posted on what's going on out there in the world of technology. Adam Boyden, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too. After the messages, I'm Jim Blysengame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Tell me a secret. Tell me a lie. Tell me the truth if you have to. Say what you see fit. Don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.